Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Let me officially start for our recording, because those of you that are with us, you know this recording of our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call is made available through podcasts, and you can catch the replay. So if at any time you have to leave our calls, don't despair. You can always log in to faithpreneur.media and get access to the replays. Today won't be our typical length of time, because when I am speaking, presenting, traveling, I usually have to truncate our Holy Ghost after party, which we've been known to go for a couple of hours. So let me take a deep breath and officially open up today's call. Good morning, family, and welcome to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call. My name is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, and it is a blessing to welcome you to our family. That's what it is, a family. Every single Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are here to give God praise. Real simple. Don't need to go through any membership forms or any vetting process outside of the fact that you love Jesus, you know his word is true, and it will never return unto him void. And this is our safe place where we can fellowship, where we can pray together, we can cry together, we can rejoice together, and just marvel at the wonder of God and who he is in all of our lives. So I am humbled, privileged, and blessed to be able to curate this space for over 12 years and to just see what God continues to do when you're faithful to him. So it's not about me. It's about how we all come together to lift up his name and give him all the glory and praise. So family, those of you who are on the line and you are able to unmute your microphones, go ahead and press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. Let me just make sure I check these lines. And if you are, okay, go right ahead. I see someone trying to get through. Just make sure when you press star one, you give it a second so that you are able to be heard. And then while we're checking these lines, Jason Hodge, Carmen Herrera, and the Clubhouse anti-smileologist Roz Knight and Warfield are holding things down in the Clubhouse room now that we're able to do this simulcast of streaming. So how awesome is that? So my brother Jason, you want to go ahead and you all can say hello while we make sure our callers are audible and they too can get in. So if you're still fighting your way through, the lines look like they may be full. So just be patient. Give it a second. Press star one and then we'll hear you. And you can just say mic check and I know you're there. But while we're waiting on that, my dear brother, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing today?
It's Juneteenth.
I know, isn't that like, something else?
It's an official holiday. And let me just say, I understand that we all have a little bit of issue with the fact that there are police reform bills on the table. There's a lot of work to be done. And, you know, some folks are like, how do we skip to passing Juneteenth as a law? But let's not let this moment be lost, that it's an opportunity for education. It's an opportunity for history to be rewritten with accurate accounting of what has transpired in this country. So on this Freedom Day, let's just celebrate that we have the chance and the opportunity to speak about, learn about, grow about as a country, a piece of history that wasn't widely shared.
You know, records are being made every day and new opportunities are opening up as we speak. And it just so happens that we happen to be doing the Faithpreneur VIP prayer call on the day of. So I think that there is many reasons for celebration, many reasons for reflection, and I think we're going to be getting into that all day today.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Thank you so much, my brother. Hey, Carmen, how you doing, sis? You want to open up your mic and greet the family?
Yes. Good morning, family. How are you? It is a wonderful day. Yes, I'm excited, too, about Juneteenth. I've been one that has always celebrated in my own way. And just to know that now the nation and the world will know and learn more about our history and our past. So here in Texas, y'all know the story. I'm extra excited that you know, we're here on this great day. So good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. And yes, actually, one of my sorors of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated is now being hailed as the grandmother of Juneteenth. And at 94 years old, she was able to see this happen. And, you know, she was so excited. And to be in her right mind and just a ball of energy, that in and of itself was also encouraging, as she's been interviewed on so many news outlets and people talking about how she walked, you know, from Texas to the Capitol. I mean, it's just amazing, the strength that we're built from, the stock that we come from as a people. So I just want to make sure it doesn't get lost in some of the other reservations that, you know, the activists in our community are having, and they play their role, right? If we didn't have the agitators and the activists and those who are willing to be on the front line, we wouldn't have had a lot of the changes we've seen over these years as an experience of a people. But this is a Freedom Day, and I can only imagine, Carmen, being in Houston, what's going on. I know there are Juneteenth celebrations happening all over the country. I am actually the local celebrity MC for our Queens, New York Juneteenth celebration that one of our elected officials has coordinated with our other Southeast Queens elected. So I'm honored to serve in that capacity, and that's why the Holy Ghost After Party can't go long today, because I need to be on set, and I have a keynote right after that. This is all going to be interesting. I need y'all to pray for me. I have to do about 3 set changes today. It's one of those days, but God will give me the strength, and I pray that the words that come out of my mouth can be a blessing in the process of pulling together these very significant programs. So thank you, Carmen. Appreciate you, my love. And Auntie Clubhouse, Auntie Roz, are you available to greet the family?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Roz Knighton Warfield, known as Clubhouse Auntie and Auntie Everywhere in Life, and a smileologist. And Doc, I thank you for saying that, because you know where I am as it pertains to Juneteenth. But I know that the history of freedom finally had come on June 19th, 1865, when some of more than what probably was 2,000 plus Union troops arrived in the Galveston Bay of Texas. And when the news of the emancipation reached the people in the deepest parts of the Confederacy of Galveston, and my parents are originally from Texas. And when it first became a federal holiday, now knowing, you know, decades later, is here we are. I just ask the people to not just this history of Juneteenth, but for our culture, to understand history, to still connect with world views of even everything else that's going on, and continue to be in the prayer for our culture. Black lives matter, but guess what? As believers, all lives matter. How are we able to come into the relational currency, effective partnerships, and collaborative measures for just being congruent with each other, to have a better world and for our future, our legacy of children who are growing up, who will be leaders, you know, in the future. So that is my take on it. It's going to be a God amazing weekend because of this being a national holiday, so that we will be intentional about understanding the history of what our forefathers have done, what they fought for, the things that are here, and then to continue to press, push, pray, and praise. I was with Carmen this weekend with Bishop Dixon and what they were doing in the Houston area, because their mindset, and as we know from the previous regime of government officials, that there's still stupidity and ignorance that's out there, but that we have to operate to be proactive and not reactive, and plead the blood of Jesus for every moment that we may happen to be by ourselves, if we're not coupled up with somebody else to be safe. So, Doc, thank you for allowing me to share today. We have to own our power over potential. So I love you, my sister, and thank you. I am going to yield the mic, but know I always have a voice.
I love that, Roz. And thank you so much for sharing, you know, your experience from your family. And, you know, it's a different context that you view it from. And, you know, that's why it's so important to be able to share knowledge and information, because everybody has a different experience and a different perspective that they view the world. You know, we all have our paradigms, and that's influenced by where we live, where we were raised, you know, cultural influences, social influences, financial influences, all of that create the paradigm that we see. So it's important for us to just be aware of that and then learn something, right? Because I'm sure that, as you said, your experience around this holiday that nobody really paid attention to is a little bit different, but you're taking a moment to acknowledge what has transpired in the country and just think, this is one of so many stories that never made the history books.
So, yes, and you know, yes, you know, Doc, for me, there's excitement and joy for Juneteenth, but it went a couple of years before the message was allocated. And the thing about it, I think it was still being a secret, you know, from the power of slavery. So it kind of just gives me a different way. You know that my grandmother and your grandmother, my grandmother being about a year older than your grandmother, I got to hear the story. Lost my grandmother a couple of years ago, and she was 102, of just the things that were happening and her enlightenment from her parents of what that is. So I am asking the Father to help me with a heart and I know you're very open. I want to be open, because I'm putting my hand up for no one to judge, but just to be able to have a heart of forgiveness of what my thought process has been behind the cheer and the accolades of Juneteenth, but to put in the forefront of my mind what our forefathers have done for the country, for us to be where we are, where we're moderators on Clubhouse, where you're a major speaker in the community of where you are, and that all of us have a responsibility to ask God to help us to shine where we can and put the worms on the hook to bring in others into the fold of the kingdom. So thank you so much. I love you. I love you, my sister.
Love you more. You know there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you for sharing that, and welcome everybody who is in the room on Clubhouse. This is new for us and as a community. This is not a new call. We do this Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call every week, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we decided to simulcast it on Clubhouse as well and allow some of the wonderful and beautiful people that we have connected with on this app to tap in and be a part of this experience. So typically, we're here as long as the Lord allows us to be here and go into the Holy Ghost after party. Last couple of weeks, my schedule has been very flexible, so we've gone long. But today, I do have a call time to do some sound checks in preparation for the local
Juneteenth celebration that I am hosting. So we will not go as long as normal, but we will have a wonderful fellowship, and hearing all of your voices is a blessing to me, and I am not independent of your prayers. So remember, extra portion for me today, please, especially as the weather looks wonderful, but it seems to be very warm, and I have to transition from an outdoor event to an indoor keynote. Ooh, Jesus, help me, Lord. But let me see who is on the conference line that is available and able to open up their mics. You can go ahead and press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, my darling.
How are they?
I aren't well. Go ahead and tell everyone your name, where you're calling in from, and what you're grateful for this morning. We're going to keep this moving as quickly as possible to get as many people to share before we have to wind down. So go ahead, my darling.
This is Celia, a.k.a. C. Mystique, all things social media. I'm calling in from Queens, New York. And I am grateful just for God's unfailing love. Last night, I was in a club. I was on Clubhouse. And so I started not to go on, but I went into Pam's room. I was the first one there. And somehow we ended up doing a cover review. All I'm going to say right this second is that by being obedient to everything that God had me do this last 8.5, 9 months, the blessing that I walked out of that room with last night, when I release it all, because I'm still in awe about it, is only God. The conference was beautiful. And like these, all but one, I've known some of these women 2, 3, 5+ years. Just the authentic way that they told their story, the information that was shared. When I can get together and figure out how to massage the footage to release it, it's just, I know it's going to be a blessing. But I'm just in awe of looking at what God's doing. It's like I'm still being attacked. The enemy is still mad, and I don't give a damn. But every time he's attacking, God is coming back with a bigger and bigger blessing. So I'm going to stay the course. Because
Amen.
Like I said yesterday, my cause, the cause that I have to worry about is when I'm not obedient. Any other cause that I have to forsake right now is not even a matter, because I know what Daddy is doing. So I have 3 prayer requests. Pray for my strength, because I have to get this journal done. I want to do the journal and a re-release of my book by September, but I have to get this journal done. I have the scriptures. I just need to clear my mind so I can sit down and do my devotions, the devotionals to it, that I move and that I get my weight under control. Those are the 3 things that I need to do in the next 90 days.
Okay. All right. Well, look, you done put it out there in the world now. You got the whole family holding you accountable, so you're going to get it done. You'll get your weight under control, and the move will be successful. So we're just going to go ahead and agree with you on that one and know that God has already done it, right? When you declare and decree a thing, you just walk in it. So we're excited for you, and congratulations. We can't wait to hear the next iteration of the testimony. So let me give you a round of applause. You did it, and you're continuing to do it. And that's what the journey of a faithpreneur is about, each and every day, taking a step by unblinding your faith and using action as that fuel to get you on the other side of whatever it is that you're growing through, experiencing. Remember, I said growing, not going. Growing through, because it's all a part of God's plan. So, oh, we're excited for you, Celia. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, my darling. And you just continue to be amazing and be an example for those that God has placed you here to be a blessing to.
Love you.
All right. Love you too, sis. Okay, let's see who else wants to get on in. We want to make sure we're rolling through this morning so I can hear as many voices as possible. So star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today.
Mic check, mic check, mic check.
I know who that is. Go on, everybody, adjust your volume.
I got to blow the speakers out, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant.
Oh, Lord. Go to tell her who you are.
Oh, yeah, I always forget that part. Well, everybody, my name is Booker Williams. I'm out here in Fort Worth, Texas. And first of all, I'm grateful to be alive. And, you know, Dr. Stace, I always ask God to give me an opportunity. So I have an opportunity coming up for the next 4 months that I can start back teaching. And I'm telling you, I'm really excited about it because that's what I really love to do is to teach and just give people real examples. And, you know, it just came up because the person that was teaching the class, he was like, well, you know, Booker, I already know you my cohort, and I'm getting kind of tired. I was like, just pass me the baton. Put me in, coach. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's get it.
Wow.
And we run you know, Dr. Stacey, we run into people every day, and we have to be really just grateful for life. I'll just give you – I know we ain't got that much time this morning, so I'll just give you – a good example of what happened this week. You know, we got these health goals. So I was going around the track, and you know, Dr. Sleece, I just talked to everybody. And one lady, she seen one of the cards. I always put them on the bench. And the card, it said, do you know where you'll go when you die? And she looked at it. She was like, oh, I know where I'm going to go when I die. She's like, do you know who put the card down? I said, yes, I put it down. I said, this is one of the ways I get the word out. So, Dr. Stacy, we talked for, I think it was about an hour until it started getting hot. You know, in Texas, it get kind of hot. So we talked for an hour. So I got a number, and I'm going to follow up with her, you know, so we can talk. And turns out that this lady, she was 76. And she had just started back exercising because she had some health issues. And she said she wanted to start meeting out there. And I said, you know, that's fine. But we always have opportunities. All we have to do is open them lips, you know. And then when you're talking to people, always listen. Even though sometimes, you know, Dr. Sage, we want to jump in there with an answer. Let them talk first before we jump in with an answer. So that's how I make connections with people. We just have to get out here and get it, Dr. Stacy. And, you know, I just tell you every week, and I'm going to keep on telling you, I just appreciate you for answering the call and keeping this call going for, what has it been, about 12 years now?
Yes, Lord.
And I'm going to definitely pray for you on your keynote because I know I've done them. I know how they can be. So, Dr. Stacy, you in my prayers. And also, keep my sister in your prayers. Her name is Sharon. We got the last name Williams, but her mother just got put in hospice yesterday. So I was praying for her, and I told her I mentioned it on the call. And, you know, sometimes we just can't really question God. Even though we do question, we don't know why things happen. And that's what I was sharing with my sister. I'm like, you know, and she know my story because we rode down to my grandmother's funeral together. And then I was telling her, you know, that was the same church when I was at my granddad's funeral, then my wife passed away. So I've experienced some tragedies, but in the end of the day, God, he got us. We just can't really just worry about a lot of stuff. But yeah, Dr. Stace, I just really appreciate you. I know we got other callers waiting, but, you know, I got to see it. Everybody waiting, but I got to see it. Hey, you better meet your line out. Let's go, Dr. Stacy and Cindy Grant.
Oh, my goodness. I love you, Booker. And I got to give you a round
love
of
you too, Doc.
Going back teaching, I had to applaud that. That wasn't lost on me. Congratulations on being able to do that because we know how powerful our voices are and how much our children need us. And I know what a blessing it is going to be for you to be in that role. And we definitely will keep your sister Sharon's mother in prayers. But, you know, you said something that is so important when we just think about – how God moves, right? Because we don't, it's not for us to understand and figure out everything on this side. The word told us, you're not going to understand that by and by, that by and by is real. So you trust that God is working on your behalf and that it is all working together. Will it feel good? Maybe not. You know, Bishop Jakes, there's a particular Bible study he did recently that has just really blessed me. As the kids say, you know, it hit me different. And he was talking about when he was growing in his journey. He was preaching in West Virginia. He was transforming, saving lives, standing on the word. And then he lost his job, car repossessed, children on wicks. And God had to, not had to, God chose to let him experience that and let the world see, because he knew what he was planning for him. And he had to know his faithfulness was going to be tried and true, not because of what God was giving him, but because of who he served, the God he served. And he said, would I want to go through it again? No. Did it feel good? No. But it prepared him for what it is that he is doing today. And when you said that, you know, we go through these moments and things happen and you don't want to question, but in the back of your mind, you're like, really? Did this really have to go down this way? Did I have to lose my loved one? Did this have to, you know, so that's the human side of us. And I love the fact that we can be real transparent and talk about that, because that's how we grow through faith. So no one is sitting on the sideline saying, I don't know, I can't pray like Booker. I can't praise like Celia. I can't sing like Roz. No, all of us are not going to do the same thing. But what you can do is build your faith muscle by what you go through. Ooh, that was a bar right there, Booker. Oh,
that's it. See, you done got me started now. You done got me started. Let me just do this, because I know people waiting. You know, a lot of times when I get up and do these speeches, I get up there and I just give my all and I give my heart to it. And this one guy, he said, Brooke, I've been watching you for a long time. He said, how do you do it? I said, first of all, I say, God, whatever you want me to say to the people, I'm going to say it. And he said, are you ever nervous? I said, every time I get up there, but I have to obey the call, because you never know who you're going to touch in the audience. So if you're getting a call, guys, I'm going to tell you, just obey it. And once you ask God to connect you with a lot of people, Dr. Stacy, it happens every day. Every single day.
Every day. You know, my husband makes fun of me because anytime I'm preparing to do, whether it's a facilitation, whether it's a keynote, whether it's a program, I'm always running back and forth to the laboratory. He was like, are you serious? And I'm like, well, clearly this is the way God keeps me humble. He was like, but as soon as he touched the microphone, it's on. I'm like, well, I know what I'm feeling right now. I need you to just let me do what I do. And he's like, oh, girl, bye. You know, that's usually what people say to me if I share that. So I just keep it to usually my husband and the core team, and they still shake their heads. But Booker, we know that it's an awesome responsibility to open up your mouth and influence someone's life. That doesn't come lightly. So I don't take it lightly when I have the microphones that I have and I have the platforms that I have. So it shows up in different ways for all of us. For me, it's an intimate relationship with the porcelain God.
Oh, man.
We all got to appreciate it, right? So I just want to keep it 100, as the children would say. But, you know, thank you for sharing that, and just thank you for being who you are. We know that once we're in our zone of genius, there's nothing that can stop it. There are things along the way that God just reminds us that it's not us. It is He who gives us the ability to do what we do. And in God, we have our being and everything. So thank you, my brother. You always stir me up, and I appreciate you, and definitely will be praying for your sister. So
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, darling. Let me go ahead and see if there's another line I saw opening on the conference line, and then we will... For those who are in Clubhouse, if you want to come up and greet the family, let us know where you're tapping in from, and what you are grateful for. We'll give a few moments to do that. As I said before, our normal time, this call started 30 minutes, then it grew to an hour, and then I just don't even know anymore. Jesus take the wheel. We go in a Holy Ghost after party, 1 hour, 2 hours. I'm like, y'all really love Jesus. You don't want to get off this call. But the way God moves and what he does is truly a joy to my heart and spirit. It's humbling that God would trust me. I'm like, Jesus, you sure you want to use me? Because, you know, this child of yours is a little interested. But clearly he sees past my faults and sees my heart's desire. So let me see who that's waiting on the conference line. Go ahead and tell me your name, where you're calling in from, and what you're grateful for. Go right ahead. Okay, that line is stuck. Okay, stay mic check on after you press star one, so we make sure we hear you and get you in on the call today.
Okay, mic check.
All right, there you go.
Well, hello, Sunshine. How are you?
I'm great. Go on and tell everybody your name and where you're calling from and what you are grateful for today.
This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, for God in my life, on top of everything else. I got your good health and strength. I'm grateful for my family, my friends, my colleagues, people I do business with. My church family, definitely, you know, my Louisiana Texas family, that's a whole other story, and definitely this family. I tell y'all every week, y'all give me stir up all these calls because I get so much, you know, confirmation. And we also, we always, you know, say, you know, use this, you know, pray, you know, he's an all-time God, and which he is. I guess I could take that to another level this morning because I was up kind of late last night watching the basketball game. I'm a big basketball fan, and it was almost time we get down to, you know, to the Final Four and in the NBA playoffs. And I'm not gonna make it too long. I'm proud to say out of the 6 teams that's left, 4 of them have, you know, African American coaches. So I'm excited about that right there. And in that respect, you know, about Juneteenth, now, I'm going to be the first, maybe not the first, but one of the first to say, I'm not what you would call, you know, a history buff. I mean, you know, you hear about things going on, not just with Juneteenth, but all these other, you know, things that's going on, you know, especially in our community. And actually, I was having a conversation with my friends about this yesterday. We don't know everything. We hear things, but we don't really know. You got to dig deep. I'm just trying to dig deep to get, you know, more, you know, educated about, you know, what's going on. But, again, I may not know everything, you know, but I'm black and I'm proud. I can't say that. So I had to you know, get out of the commercial. I'm black and I'm proud. But seriously, I am. But, and, you know, I tell y'all, you know, listen to everybody, you know, on Clubhouse, you know, on the call on Clubhouse, it gets so much, you know, confirmation by things every week. Sometimes I say this all the time, might need a little, you know, reminder or a little, you know, notification now on my phone, you know what I'm saying? So I'm, you know, grateful for all that. I'm grateful for this community. Cause I say, you know, get, you know, confirmation about different things, you know, to get inspiration, the collaboration, education, motivation. Y'all see where I'm going with this, but anyway, I'm kind of trying to keep it short. But I'm just, you know, grateful for you guys. So I'm trying to keep it short. Because actually, real quick about being an all-time God. So like I said, I was kind of late, and so I'm looking up. It's 8:45. Because God said, Darren, try to wake up, get ready for the call. I'm like 8:45. I'm like, oh Jesus! So I had to put on my speed. Get my speed up going a little bit. Cause I'm like, oh no, I'm not gonna miss the call. But anyway, but look, I love
well,
you guys.
Glad you didn't miss it.
Well, yeah, like that's why I said he's an all-time guy. He wasn't gonna let me miss it. So I'm gonna take all that, you know, put it together, bring it to the bank, deposit it, you know, cash it, transfer, whatever you need to do. And I'm not on the app right now, but I do yield the mic back to you, Dr. Stacy, NC Grant. Love you.
Love you too, Darren. Thank you so much for being here and always contributing to the family and just being so supportive and just a witness for the kingdom. That's what we're all here for. We all have a part to play in what it is that we do for Christ, because that's the only thing that's going to last. Everything else will fade away. So to God be the glory. And thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's see if there's anybody else on the conference line. I saw someone coming in the same time with you. Let's see if they're ready. Just press star
one. Hey, Dr. Stacey.
Yes, yes, Booker.
I just want to tell all the fathers, Happy Father's Day.
Yes, yeah. Well, you preempted me on my Father's Day greetings. But
oh, my bad. I apologize.
Happy Father's Day. Let's give some
Yeah. I knew somebody I wanted to say, yeah, thank you, Booker. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. You know, I'm blessed to still have my daddy, so I am grateful for that, and I'm grateful to be married to a phenomenal, extraordinary father of my two sons. So, you know, that is a blessing, and I don't take that for granted, and I just found out that one of my nephews is going to be a father, so I'm really excited about that. So it's, you know, a lot to celebrate, and for those whose fathers have transitioned, it's hard to celebrate Father's Day with our angel dads who are still looking down over their children, and they're here in different form because we know that our spirit never dies. So, you know, I'm always sensitive around holidays and what that brings up for individuals, depending on what it is that they have gone through. So, yes, we are celebrating the daddies for sure this year. And I want to make sure I get in at least one more caller.
Hey, Doc. Doc, I apologize. I got a wonderful Sarah surprise for you from Texas. And she's getting ready to get picked up so that she can go to the courthouse and do the walk. Are you ready for this? Mother Opal, talk to your Sarah, baby sister, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. Go ahead, Mother.
It's Opal Lee.
Opal Lee.
Oh, my goodness, Mother Opal. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for coming on the call. We are celebrating you as the grandmother of Juneteenth, and you are my soror, finer woman of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I am going to holler up in here. Thank you, Mother Opal, for stopping by. May God bless you. 94 years strong. You are an inspiration. I pray that I can be as resilient and as strong as you are when I grow up.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful for all the young people who have taken the part in this. This is just not one little old lady's journey. It's our journey. You know it, Sarah. You know what?
Yes.
You know that. And you know that we're going to keep on working. We're going to keep on talking. We're going to keep on walking. Make this a better place for all of us.
Amen. Amen. And I stand on your shoulders, and I thank you for the example. We get engaged. This is the work that we do, and we do our work not for fanfare, but because we know that that is required. Zeta's helping other people excel, and you have done that for decades, Mother Opal. My heart is full. I am so grateful to hear your voice, and prayerfully, when I come down into your city, I can coordinate a meeting so I can hug you and thank you in person for what you are representing for our entire community. You are a true torchbearer of a legacy, and it's an honor to speak to you this morning.
I'm looking forward to you coming here. And let all of us know how grateful I am to be a part of what we have had for so many years, the work we've done. I'm grateful to be a part of it. And thank you, every one of you. Now, I'm headed to start the 2.5-mile walk from Evans Plaza to the county courthouse. That's going to be my contribution for the day. All day long, we'll be celebrating Juneteenth, and they're going to do fireworks. Oh, I love fireworks. And that's going to be when the sun goes down. But just know I love every one of you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, Sora.
Oh, yes, Sora, 94 years old, getting ready to do a 2-mile walk. Oh, my goodness, what an example. Well, you enjoy the fireworks, you enjoy the celebration, you enjoy all the love that you are wrapped in today as you have an army of people praying for you, saluting you, and celebrating what you have seen in your lived lifetime. God allowed you to see this day happen. So God bless you, my soror, and love you, and thank you.
Thank you. And goodbye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Roz. Oh, my makeup, y'all. I'm ready to start.
Hold on, mother. Dr. Stacy, look, now I get to sit at the feet of someone to share. Well, she said, come on, baby. So let me tell you, my girlfriend who is in trucking, Amy Handy, has been telling me for months and weeks. I've been to the church, but on those particular days, apparently, because mother goes to another church and her granddaughter goes to the church where Amy Handy is. Amy, come off the phone so they can hear your voice, baby. So they could. We thank you for this. Amy, she's a truck driver, so she's on the road in Florida. Amy, can you come off mute? Okay, mother, you still there?
Yes. Okay, I'm off mute.
Okay, this is Amy, Dr. Stacy, who. I pinged her in the room today, but even though she hasn't said the name of mother, I pinged her in the room and she heard you talking and she said, remember what I've been telling you? I said, oh my God, call mother. So Stacy can have this as a love day.
Oh, I am so grateful, Amy. You don't know what that means to me. Oh my Lord, this is a blessing this morning. It is so... It's so wow. When the scripture that I'm reading today is Ephesians 3:20-21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. My God, today. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Roz. Thank you, Mother Opal. On Juneteenth, I get to hear the grandmother of Juneteenth, my soror, on the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. You tell me that my God won't do it.
Absolutely. Mm. And Doctor, I want to ask you guys to continue to pray over inside of the clubhouse room. You're feeding the spirits of the people. You're enriching our lives. You're making us pursue our dreams just by the encouraging words that you say. You can look on Clubhouse.
Please press 1 to mute or unmute yourself. 2 to
on Clubhouse, guys. So let's go and follow Miss Opal Lee and make her page blow up today. Opal Lee's page is on Clubhouse. You'll be able to see her profile under Opal Lee. Miss Opal, thank you so much. I love you for taking the time. Guys, I'm
going to
go. I even see her on the news in Florida. I love you guys. Goodbye.
Thank you, Miss Amy.
Thank you, Miss Amy. Yes.
Dr. Stacy, I'm going to mute because Mother wants me to come meet her. I'm going to go do the walk and get dressed really quickly. I'll be on as Vincent. Mother has it on her phone, but we didn't want her to lose contact because Dr. Amy, Minister Amy, called her on her phone. And she loves technology, but we didn't want her to have to be multifaceted. So I just did it the best way, followed the Holy Spirit so that you could hear her and have this recording. I'll get her email so that you can personally send her this recording yourself. Yes. And she already said, even though you come in here, I already talked about Faithpreneur. Me and Amy bring her there. She talking about she game. She's game for coming to New York.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Look, this dropped the bomb on
that. She said she was just in New York. Can you hear her? Go ahead, mother. Go ahead, mother.
After Washington, we had to go to New York to tape some stuff for one of those NBCs or TDQs or whatever they call. And from New York, we flew home. I was just in anxious. Hear my New York stories when I was younger and was in New York. I told her one time by myself, I can't remember the business I had. I had parked at Grand Central Station. I got back and my car was gone. Oh, I was having a hissy fit. And a policeman said, come follow me. He took me around to the other side and that was my car. You see, at Grand Central Station, all of the sides look just right. That was my adventure.
Wow, that is a story. Yeah, that's what we do up here in New York. Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, but oh my goodness, Mother Opal, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We would love to have you come join us if your schedule allows. What a testimony that would be, especially for our legacy gala. Can you imagine having? Okay, so, all right, y'all got me excited. I'm going to bring it in.
Okay. Okay, there's a picker up, Dr. Stacy.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Roz.
Love you. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you. And thank you, Roz, for making this happen. What a day. You know, every week, God has a surprise on this call. I can't make this stuff up. Look at how God allowed that to happen through Roz. I had no idea. And just talking about and celebrating our grandmother of Juneteenth, and to have her here at the top of the day, kicking off this Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. Wow. All I can say is wow. So I'm going to gather myself together so that we can continue with our call. I do need to be mindful of time because I have to transition and get to my call time for today, but this has been this alone, honey. I could just shut the call down after hearing Mother Opal, but I think there was another person on the conference line that was trying to get through. So just press star one so that we can hear you. If that is you, and tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning. And then if you are on Clubhouse and you want a chance before we end our call today to say something, just raise your hand so that you can come up quickly. I'm going to then read the scripture and then say a prayer and close down our call today. So, oh, I see Mecca has joined us on the stage. Mecca, the mic checker, do you want to open up and greet the family and tell us what you are grateful for before we close out today?
Well, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm grateful just for life. I'm grateful for life experiences. I'm just real grateful for God allowing different areas in my life to expand and to learn new things. When you go into a different level, I realize that God always allows you to see things in a certain light. And I'm just thankful for the people that God is bringing in my space, you know. So that right there, I think, is real important. So that's what I'm grateful for. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, amen. And I think I see my Myra new to Clubhouse. She just lost her party hat in transitioning to the stage. And if that's my Myra, okay, go ahead and open up your mic. Tell them where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for, sis.
I do that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. Technology.
Well, we can hear
you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
You can? Oh, okay. I thought you said I lost my mic.
No, you lost your party hat, but I see you new to Clubhouse. It just dropped off. You must have been here at least 7 days.
Okay. I see. Okay. Yeah, it's my first time talking on Clubhouse, so I normally come in on the telephone, but I am bringing you greetings from Texas. That's right, Juneteenth, Central Station, and I am just amazed, honored, and excited that I was on the line with Queen Mother Opal, who's the grandmother of Juneteenth. I am grateful that God allows Juneteenth to happen because you and I might not be talking.
Okay.
Had it not. And now it's an official holiday. I'm just thankful for everything that God has done in my life, the journeys I've had to make. And we, in reference to graduation times, congratulations to your son, Jeremy, correct?
Yes, yes. My baby graduates.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. School prayer force salutes him and is encouraging him to keep doing special things to uplift all. And as his part in the mission, and my youngest graduated, my uniquely able son, he has finished his core subjects foundation and in Texas, when you're under the special education umbrella, you get to continue on. So he's going to be continuing in the fall for his vocational prep. So we're getting ready for the work journey. And so I'm excited. JJ is living his journey. And so this is always an amazing call. I just want to encourage everybody on the line, no matter what your struggle is, no matter how long it's taken, don't give up and don't give out, because God said he will never leave or forsake you. And I just want to just say that. I don't want to take up too much time because I know you got to go. And I'm going to let that be that. So all of you all have a great, amazing day. And I definitely thank God that they finally let us down here in Texas know that we were free.
Amen. And look, round of applause for getting on Clubhouse. Great to have you here. And always a blessing having you here in the family, Myra. Awesome. I can't wait to come to Texas. We're going to have a good old time when I do my
absolutely. And I'm hoping one day soon we're going to New York. And I'm about to get ready to go. We're not in Fort Worth, but we're down here in Marshall, Texas. That's right, Northeast Texas. We have our 6th year of Juneteenth celebrations going on. So we had them some years back. We stopped. And then I'm a part of the committee that got them started back. So I'm excited. We're headed to do our thing today.
Awesome. Awesome. And that
Dr.
is.
Dr. Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to just make an announcement, but I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much for just letting me butt in real quick. I know there's lots of celebrations going on, but if you're here in the Houston area, we've been celebrating forever. And my church, the Community of Faith, is hosting a special event today. It's an empowerment event. It's called Freedom is Under Attack, and We Must Fight Back. It will be discussing voter suppression, institutional racism, removing slavery from textbooks, mass incarceration, and more. And it's today at the Community of Faith from 11 to 1:30 p.m. And we have a special guest, Dr. Freddie Haynes from Friendship West Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas. Him and my bishop together, baby. It is going to be it's going on at the Community of Faith today. And then at 1:30, from 1:30 to 4, we'll have fun, games, activities for the family, for the kids. So if you want to put that in your calendar, I know there's going to be many things going on, but if you're in Houston, stop by the Community of Faith Church at 1024 Pine Mott Drive. Thank you, Dr. Stacy, for allowing me to make that announcement.
Absolutely. Two of my faves in the same place. Give them both my love and regards. And I'm looking forward to making a real good little tour stop down there, because I have to get to Houston, to Dallas, and one of my best friends just moved and built a home in San Antonio. So, Lord Jesus, I might have to spend a month in Texas just going around to all of my visits, because that dear state truly is a big old situation. But I'm so glad to hear that you're having that empowerment day, and whatever you are doing today for Juneteenth, for Father's Day weekend, for graduations, I pray safety for everybody, because we do need to be mindful that COVID-19 did not disappear. It did not take a holiday. So as much as things are opening up and people are moving because of the vaccinations that have been taken, let's use wisdom as we move about and just be mindful of that. So I'm going to go into the scripture and repeat it again. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. We want to thank God for the fact that this is a reminder that who we're praying to, who we're believing in, the word that comes alive with the application of the scriptures that we digest, he is able to do exceeding. So if he can exceed your thoughts, it means that it's real. I don't even know what word in the English language can adequately explain how minimal our thoughts are in comparison to what God's plan is for our life, right? So what we think can happen, what we think he can do with our limited view, our limited scope, it's nothing in comparison to what it is that he desires to do through us and for us, because he has endowed us with his spirit. He has endowed us with his skills. He has endowed us with his talent. We are children of the King. So he gets all the glory through everything that we do. He gets the opportunity to just bask. I just have to believe God is just so pleased when he sees his children doing what it is that he has fashioned them to do. Because as parents, for those who are parents, who are aunties, who are a part of the village of raising any children, you know the pride that you feel when your child, your nephew, your godchild, your niece does something that is incredible or does something that required a lot of work and effort. You know that kind of joy, and you know that there is nothing that you would not do within your power to celebrate that kind of brilliance. So imagine with someone that has no end, no cutoff point, that can do anything, that loves that kind of love on his children, what is able to happen if we can just stay focused on learning of God, staying in his will, doing his will, and watching our growth and development. Then the scripture, it's revealed to us in a different way. It's not just, oh, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, because you want all these things. It's not about the monetary. It's about understanding the full capacity of the power of the Holy Ghost that works in us. Understanding that we can declare and decree a thing and believe it to be so. That we can be bold enough with our faith and our walk without flinching, without an ounce of doubt, without worry, because we know that God is in control. And then he gets the glory, right? Through all ages. Like, he's not a new God. He didn't just show up today. He's the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I just feel we need to be reminded that as we walk out our faith, as we grow in this thing called life, we're able to really exercise the words of the scripture. So we're not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. My mother likes to remind us often of my other mom, our pastor, who is now with her angel wings, and she used to talk about the revelation God gave her on the ministering angels, the ministering spirits that are all assigned to each of us. And some of them sit around quite bored because we don't activate them. We don't call on them, and God has assigned them to us to protect us, to cover us. And just those moments when we are like, how did that happen? Or something is, oh, wow, I felt the Holy Spirit tell me God has sent those ministering angels. And I happen to believe that those ministering angels can be some of our loved ones that have transitioned. That's just the way I've interpreted that on a deeper level. But I say all that to say, let's not limit what God is able to do in our lives. Let's not put any boundaries or barriers to the opportunity to experience the fullness of our inheritance. Let's walk boldly knowing that God's plan for us will be manifested and revealed in his will and in his way. And our job is to just stay the course and to do what it is that he has called us to do. So I just want to pray at this time to say, thank you, God. Thank you for just the amazing way in which you've allowed this fellowship to happen. The surprise opportunity to hear the voice of your daughter, Mother Opalie. Lord, we thank you for giving her 94 years on this planet, that she can be a witness to the goodness of God, that she can stand in her right mind with great reasonable use of all her limbs to be able to walk from where she is to the courthouse to celebrate what this day means. Thank you for the opening of the eyes of so many in this country on the missing pages of history, that we can start to right some of the wrongs, that we can impact the reform and transformation that is necessary. Things don't happen as quickly as we'd like in a lot of instances in this fallen world, but you allow them to happen when you see fit. So help us to be instruments of your peace. Help us to be beacons of light. Help us to be examples of your grace and your love each and every day. And as this Juneteenth is celebrated all across the country, officially now as a federal holiday and states that have adopted it as a state holiday prior to that, we just thank you for this day of freedom being an eye-opening opportunity for a good discussion, for celebration of the resilience of African Americans in this country, and also for the future opportunity of our kids to learn their true history and grow from it. Lord, we thank you that we can come before you and approach the throne of grace at any time and in any place. And we thank you that you hear our thoughts. You know our desires to worship you in spirit and in truth. You know that we want to do your will, your way. Help us to die to our thoughts and die to self so that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds, so that we can be in total sync with your will and alignment for our assignment. We thank you for this Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call in this community and space that you've allowed an opportunity for us to be in fellowship, for us to know we don't have to do this thing called life alone, that each and every one of us, whether we've met in person or we've heard a voice here on this application called Clubhouse or on this conference call line that has stayed open all these years, we know there's nowhere where you're not, and there's nothing that can separate us from your love. So we just say thank you, not for the things that you can give us, but just for being God all by yourself. So we glorify you and we praise you for every household that is represented here today. You've heard the special prayer request from your daughter, Celia, to complete her journal, to get a handle on her weight management, and to move. So, Lord, you heard her cry. We ask you to do what you do best, Jesus, and step in and handle. Lord, we thank you for opening up the opportunities for teaching for Booker there, Lord. Thank you for his voice. Thank you for his desire to impact and change lives. We pray for his sister, Sharon, and her mother in hospice. You have the final say. So no matter what this situation looks like, we won't doubt you for a second. And if you desire to take her home to glory, it's to her glory. If you raise her up from the bed, it's to your glory. And whichever way you move, we will accept your will and your way. And that is the growth for a faithpreneur, to understand whatever it is and however it is you move, to trust that you are working on our behalf. We pray for those who are bereaved and going through difficult moments at this time. Pray for the Cobb family as they are laying their father to rest today. I ask you to cover and keep them and fill that void that only you can fill. And all those, dear Lord, who are in surgeries or recuperating from illnesses, dispatch your healing angels. You're still in the healing business, Jesus. So I just pray a covering over them. And I pray, Lord, that those who have transitioned, that we honor their lives by how we live and that their spirit never, ever dies. We pray for those who are fighting off thoughts of depression and suicide and just oppressed by the things that they're seeing. That's the trick of the enemy to keep them suffering in silence. We rebuke that right now, and that they open up their mouths to ask for help. There's no shame in needing help and needing clinical help, needing licensed help, that you ask for help, not because you're weak. You ask for help because you want to remain strong. So let us not suffer in silence, but reach out to what's available, whether it be through clinical means, through special programs in the church, through community outreach. that everyone takes advantage of the tools and the mechanisms that are there to help them put one foot in front of the other. We pray for all of our children from kindergarten through postgraduate study that are graduating in this season. Cover them and keep them as they've made it through their level of achievement. Thank you for my son making it to his high school graduation and just being such a young man of valor for you. And I pray for all of our kids that you put a hedge of protection over them, dear Lord, to keep them and guide them in their path, in their decisions, and in their actions. Be with all the parents, teachers, administrators. It's been a rough year, Lord. You know and you see what we've been going through, but you brought us this far not to leave us. So we thank you and just ask you to cover them all the dads, dear Lord, all the fathers, the father figures, and those who stand as members of the village to raise up the next generation of men. Thank you for my father. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my uncles. Thank you for my godfather. Thank you for all the men in my life that contribute to my young king seeing examples of what it means to be a young man of valor. Lord, we pray for our elders. We thank you that they have this extended life. Be with their caregivers so they can serve from their overflow and be replenished for the love and sacrifice they make to make the latter days the better days of their loved ones. And Father, we pray for marriages. We pray for relationships. We pray for businesses. We pray for community service programs. And Lord, I send up a special prayer today for the work that we have started here in this movement, that at Faith Penor Weekend 2K21, we will be raising awareness and capacity funding for programs that are combating sex trafficking. And that we're officially going to announce that each registration, a portion of the proceeds will go towards helping fight the good fight. And I want to thank you for Sean raising her hand to help coordinate this effort, for Carmen bringing in her resources, for Araya wanting to open up doors to some of the fundraising strategies. You are putting this together because this manifested right on this call. So I thank you for the young girls and the young boys' lives that will be saved because we step out and we're taking this on as our initiative. So we glorify you and we thank you for those on the front line of that work who put their lives at risk to go in and save our children from these heinous acts. And we, Lord, thank you for the strength and the wisdom that you give us to carry out our various assignments, to produce our various products, programs, and opportunities in the marketplace so we can show up cash flow positive faithpreneurs, 1 million strong by 2025. That's the bold declaration I've set before the throne, Lord. And I know it's not me that can do it. You will get it done and put the people in place to make it happen. As we prepare for Faith Penor Weekend, be in the midst of every single detail. Put each piece of the puzzle in its place, dear Lord, so that we can gather to once again give your name the glory and the praise for the transformation, education, and inspiration that each person will receive. And as I go through this day and jet off to do this programming, ask you to cover and keep me, guide my heart, words, and actions. And as I pray for the keynote later, that I can pour into them something that will inspire new action and renew commitment to the standard of excellence that we all should strive for. Anything we've forgotten to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. And thank you for correction in your word for where we fall short. Forgive us. And thank you for loving us and granting us new grace and new mercy daily. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, family, thank you all for being here, for being a part of today's call. We appreciate you. We thank you. We are ending early so that I can make this commitment and do a quick change and get on the road. So please do not hesitate to say an extra prayer for me. I need an extra portion today. And I thank you for just being part of the family and the space of making this happen. So what I am going to do is end the conference line. And we'll be back again by the grace of God. Same time, same place next week. Love you all. And then on Clubhouse, I'll let the mods just wrap up before we shut that room down officially. So on the conference line, thank you for being here and being willing to embrace our Clubhouse family as we have started simulcasting in real time. So, you know, nothing's going to separate us on our time together on the conference line. So I appreciate you and thank you for being here. And enjoy the rest of your Juneteenth, your Father's Day, graduations, and any other special occasions that you're sharing. It's Dr. Stacy. And by the grace of God, I'll see you again next week, family. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stacy. Bye-bye.
You're welcome,
love
sweetheart.
You.
You're welcome. Love you more. Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.